so much. It's an honor to be here with you tonight.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more. With you there, they would never be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you.
And I love that this morning I have special guests joining me, jazz singer. I have Barbara Morrison. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
What a great way to start the day. So welcome to Sitka.
Sitka. I like saying that. Sitka.
It's a special place, and it's very special that you have come to join us to perform at the Sitka Jazz Festival.
It's an honor to be here.
And you have already made a dent in the community. You were singing at the Brown Bag concert yesterday. It's sort of a little teaser for your performance this evening.
Uh-huh.
And who were you performing with?
At the Brown Bag?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and, I can't think of all the guys that was
in the Kalela Trio?
Yeah.
They have to be the trio for now. You can give them a shout out tonight. And have you performed with them before?
Oh, yeah, individually. Yeah, you know, and collectively, too, in Los Angeles.
And is that where you do most of your performing?
I do. I travel a lot. I'll be over in Europe about 3 times this year. And I'm going to China for the International Jazz Day. Herbie Hancock has declared April 30th the International Jazz Day. So there's going to be a band all around the world in every country. So on that day.
What an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And how long have you been calling yourself a jazz singer? I mean, we see ourselves as singers for a long time, but I mean, like, this is like now your profession.
Yeah, I was a rock and roller. I was in an R&B band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Excuse me. But I love the old music. I love it. Like I was telling the kids yesterday, it's sentimental. It makes me feel patriotic. It's music of our country, you know. I just love it.
So what was your charismatic moment that you knew that I need to do this for a living, as opposed to just singing for fun or with family or as a hobby?
I went to EMU, and my father was in the hospital. They got a big university hospital up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I went to see my father in the hospital, and he said, you know, I really feel sorry for you. And I said, you're in the hospital. What are you feeling sorry for me for? And he said, well, your mom wants you to do this. Everybody wants you to do, your grandmother wants you to do this. Isabel wants you to do that. Nobody ever asks you what you want to do. What do you want to do? I said, Dad, I want to be a singer. He said, Bongo, you can't be a singer here. There's nothing here. Go where the action is, he said. And he said, I'll make sure the rent is paid and the mortgage is paid or whatever. And you can always come back home, but you need to go get the big picture.
And where was that?
In Michigan. I was in Michigan at the time. So I moved to California. At the time, Motown had moved to Los Angeles. And my father went to school with Berry Gordy. He said, look my friend up.
That's a pretty good connection.
Well, I never did find him, though.
Oh.
And when I finally found Berry Gordy, I was doing a concert for Cancer Association. And Stevie Wonder was the headliner. And they thought my name was Bobby Morrison, so they put me in the dressing room with Smokey Robinson.
Oh, poor you.
Poor me. So there was a knock at the door, and it was Berry Gordy. He had come by the dressing room to see Smokey Robinson. And when Smokey got to the dressing room, he said, wait a minute, you're a girl. He was a gentleman, though. He said, I'll go down the hall with Stevie, and you can have this dressing room. So that I got to have a dressing room all by myself, and I got to meet Berry Gordy.
That is a best case scenario if I ever heard one. Was it hard, being a female vocalist? I mean, it was a good thing that you got to be in the boys' dressing room. You know, you had that opportunity. But did you have to work a little harder? Was it harder to make connections?
It's hard. Well, it's not so much now because mm-hmm. more females are playing instruments and having their own bands and stuff. But back then it was really hard. But I had a really good teacher. I fell in love with this old man and his wife, and they just loved me. And they kind of took me under their wings and told me what to do and what not to do. Like, don't be sleeping with the band or stuff like that.
I think that's good advice.
And don't be sleeping with club owners because you want to get paid, you know, stuff like that. Robert's laughing at me.
I know, we have a small audience. You're very popular.
So I kind of steered clear of some of the traps you can fall into as a female singer. And I kind of kept my nose to the grindstone.
So as a jazz singer, then and now, I mean, how often do you gig or perform?
A lot. I would say a good year for me would be 150 to 200 nights.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And what do you do to sort of preserve the instrument? I mean, your voice. I mean, if you're singing that much, that's a lot of wear and tear.
That's a lot of wear and tear. You have to get some rest. You have to drink a lot of water. And I'm diabetic. And that came from the road, eating bad and having to travel, get up and travel, come to radio stations like really early in the morning. And
well, but I'm glad you came here. And we're actually, we are in a different studio. We're in the downstairs studio. And I'd like to mention the fact that you are in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And as a singer, it must be difficult to sing from a chair.
It is. It is. You have to be able to exercise your muscles, and it's hard to do that sitting down. Some people can do it. I've seen some jazz singers sit down, and some of the older people, but it's not like, you know, standing up and having the full cooperation of your whole body. You know, you have to get some exercise. I use this wheelchair as an example to my kids at UCLA. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to be like this. And I was given an example to the kids. We were listening to some Billie Holiday records, and I said, listen to Billie when she was real young, before all the terrible things happened in her life. Now listen to her. And I had one student said, who told you that? And I said, you, I want to talk to you, mm-hmm. you know, because drugs and all the things that enter into your life when you're on the road and you're trying to stay up and you're trying to get to the next gig and you're trying to make the next flight, trying to make the next interview. If you fall into the wrong hands, it's bad business. So keeping my diaphragm healthy is most important to me right now, the core of my body. I got one of those chairs that I use at home.
To help you do crunches?
Yes, yeah, help me do crunches. And just my lungs are very important to me right now.
Well, it did not affect your performance at all at the Brown Bag. And you're going to be performing with the Greatlanders tonight?
Yeah, those guys are bad, too. They are really bad.
And had you performed with them previously?
No, this is my first time. I'm really proud, too. I'm really proud to be with them because they're all great readers and perfect time. The drummer is out of sight, you know.
And how do you work with a brand new band? How do you have this conversation of what songs to choose and execute?
Well, with them, I just went rolled up there and smacked them around a little bit. But
all right.
No, but I was pretty organized. I mean, it's stage musical right now, and some of the songs that I chose to be with tonight, to do with the band tonight, are in the play. So I get an extra rehearsal.
It's very efficient of you. And what is the play that you're in?
It's Dinah Washington, the stories of Dinah Washington. She was the queen of the blues in the 50s, one of the most prolific singers of the 1950s. And she had a lot of hits. What a Difference a Day Made was the original title to the song, and she changed it to What a Difference a Day Makes. Mm-hmm. So This Bitter Earth, a lot of popular songs that some she got from the Andrews Sisters, some she got from different singers. But in those days, all the singers did the same songs. So.
And what we refer to, I guess, you know, as covers, that wasn't unusual.
Mm-mm.
Who are some of your singer inspirations?
I like Johnny Taylor. He was an R&B singer, and the thing that knocks me out the most is I was crazy about Marvin Gaye. And I used to, one year I was in Switzerland, and I bought the book at the airport. What's the name of the book? Divided Soul. And I was reading the book, and in the book, he said his favorite singer was Johnny Taylor. Oh. So that it was the same as mine. So that just knocked me out.
It's sort of fun to see you, the people you admire, that you have this sort of the same inspirations.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure you're going to inspire lots of folks tonight.
I hope so.
Sitka Performing Arts Center, the student concerts start at 6 p.m. The professional concert starts at 8 p.m. And you'll be with the Greatlanders, and you're in Sitka until
Sunday.
Well, I hope we get to see you around and about town.
Yeah, I'll be rolling around.
You'll be rolling around. Thank you so much, Barbara, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Holly.